This is VOA News via remote. I'm Diane Roberts. Britain is set for a new chapter Friday after securing a hard-fought post-Brexit trade deal with the European Union, as EU envoys awaited a briefing on an accord reached only after months of torturous negotiations. The country will now not tumble off a trade cliff edge come January 1st, avoiding a mountain of tariffs and quotas. French fishing officials welcomed the post-Brexit trade accord Friday that will allow them to continue plying British waters after January 1st, avoiding a no deal that could have threatened the livelihoods of thousands. Access to Britain's rich fishing waters was a major sticking point in the post-Brexit talks, and the agreement struck Thursday will require EU fishing vessels to relinquish 25% of their current quotas over the next 5.5 years. The CDC says all passengers coming from Britain to the U.S. must get a negative COVID-19 test before their flight. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
The United States is the latest country to announce travel restrictions because of the new variants of the coronavirus that's spreading in Britain. Dr. Lee Harrison, who's an infectious disease specialist at the University of Pittsburgh Medical Center, says testing passengers is a good idea, but
given all the travel between the UK and the US, I wouldn't be surprised if we're already here. It hasn't been detected yet that I'm aware of.
And he adds there's no reason right now to be concerned about the new strains.
It doesn't really change what we do, and it doesn't really change the effectiveness of the public health measures that everybody recommends.
The CDC's testing order goes into effect on Monday. I'm Shelley Antler.
Hundreds of lorries arrived at the French port of Calais Friday as authorities scrambled to ease a bottleneck in Britain, where thousands of drivers have been stuck for days after France imposed tougher coronavirus rules. This is VOA News. Ireland confirmed Friday the presence of a highly infectious new coronavirus variant, whose presence in the UK has brought travel bans from a number of countries. The chief medical officer said, quote, further testing in the coming days and weeks will establish the extent to which it is present here, end quote. Christmas celebrations have been scaled back around the world because of the COVID pandemic, but the World Health Organization says that's the way it needs to be this year. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
At the Vatican, midnight mass had to be held earlier in the evening to comply with Italy's 10 p.m. curfew. There were only 200 people carefully spaced inside the massive St. Peter's Basilica, the same at the Church of the Nativity in Bethlehem. The World Health Organization's Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
Hundreds of millions of people are today making great, heart-wrenching sacrifices by staying apart to stay safe.
He says it's a slap in the face to healthcare workers and first responders for people to ignore the health warnings and congregate over the Christmas holiday.
We must not squander their sacrifices.
COVID-19 has killed more than 1.7 million people around the globe. I'm Jackie Quinn.
The Saudi-led coalition fighting in Yemen said Friday that a marine mine laid by Yemen's Iran-allied Houthis hit a commercial cargo ship in the southern Red Sea, causing minor damages but no human loss. That's according to Saudi State TV. The European Union Friday warned Turkey that a heavy jail sentence imposed on a journalist, Can Dündar, harmed both human rights in the country and Ankara's relations with Brussels. Wednesday, a Turkish court sentenced the exiled former editor-in-chief of a respected Turkish newspaper to more than 27 years in jail on espionage and terror charges. Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny and his supporters said police raided the apartment of an associate Friday morning and detained her for questioning. Navalny said on Twitter the raid was a response to a telephone call he made Monday to a poisoning expert with the FSB, in which Navalny said the expert admitted Navalny was poisoned back in August. All many people want for Christmas this year is a simple hug, Britain's Queen Elizabeth said in her annual holiday message, saying it would be hard for those who lost loved ones to COVID-19 pandemic or were separated by curbs on social mixing. In her traditional pre-recorded Christmas Day address to the nation, the 94-year-old monarch repeatedly spoke of hope for the future while acknowledging millions of Britons would be unable to have their usual family celebrations this year. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.